Peter Hutton, disappointing night here in the Brandywell. Drogheda taking the points. You guys just couldn't put the ball in the net tonight.
Yeah, very disappointing. As you say, we didn't capitalise on the earlier chances that we had. The keeper, to be fair, then pulled off one or two fantastic saves. But if you don't take your chances, you're going to get punished. And as I say, there were very, very good chances too. But the first goal is critical in this league.
Yeah, and because you had four or five good chances before they actually scored.
Yeah, well, I think they scored against the run of play, but they had sort of had one or two half chances themselves. But I thought we were more the dominant team, although I thought first half we were a wee bit flat still, and we needed to up the tempo. But as you say, it's very disappointing to go on, particularly at half time, 1-0 down.
Yeah, and it was a soccer blow because it was only a couple of minutes before the whistle, and for them it was a good time. For them to score views was a bad time.
Exactly, I think it was 2 minutes before, just prior to half time, like, so that certainly gave them a shot in the arm, you know. But we came out second half much better. I thought we had much better tempo for a 15 minute spell. But then again, we get a wee bit complacent, I think, and then they score from just very poor defending for the second.
You were really intense at the start of that second half for about 6, 7 or 8 minutes, and then all of a sudden went flat then, Peter?
Yeah, we just sort of seemed to lose our way. I think, they, to be fair, they had good discipline about them, well organised, you could see that, and they sort of just tried to stifle us and had us on the counter. Mm.
There were some questionable decisions by the referee tonight. From where we've seen, it looked like two penalties. He should have had two penalties. What was it like from your view, from the dugout?
Yeah, well, I would certainly agree. Particularly the Kieran O'Connor, again, running into the box and the guy just hauls him down. That's not just a penalty, but a red card. And that changed the game. And then the one with Stephen Dooley, where the keeper's come out and, again, hasn't got anything in the ball from what we've seen. And Again, it's a penalty.
Yeah, I know it's football, but it's so frustrating when scenarios like that are in play, Peter.
No, it has been. That's unfortunately, it's been the sort of the way our season's panned out. You know, the small margins. You know, with not getting a decision here or there, but it's certainly not the reason why we didn't win the game. Those decisions, but it certainly didn't help.
So now, as we enter what last six games in the league, and you have a cup match to come, is it panic button time yet? Is it, or it's cup final games as the weeks go on?
No, well, they're all cup finals in a sense, but no, we just take one game at a time. We can't get too ahead of ourselves. That's possibly what happened with some players. I thought first half we weren't at the races in terms of we were very flat. Maybe they became a wee bit complacent given that we'd beat Drogheda so soon or so close prior to playing them tonight. So again, it's one of those we just can't look too far ahead. We just have to make sure we get refocused and start accumulating points.
Will that be hard now to try and get the boys refocused? And is the cup break next week a welcome break away from the league?
Possibly is. Hopefully then we'll have one or two bodies back too from suspension. And we had three missing tonight, so it'll be a welcome boost to get them boys back too.
Gerard Doherty, disappointing night tonight. 2-0 defeat at the hands of Drogheda. Given the amount of possession he's had, it's a hard one to take.
Of course it's a hard one to take. It's disappointing. Every single player on there is disappointed with their performance, and rightly so, because we didn't show up. We knew how important the game was, and we just never turned up tonight.
Yeah, and those two goals that Drogheda scored tonight, both of them at stages in the game came against the run of play, because you were on top in those periods.
We were on top for a bit, and we had a couple of chances ourselves, and maybe if we had a chance and scored first, then might have been a different game, but it wasn't. Yeah. And they scored just before half time, but then we still have 45 minutes to get back on the game, and went out and we were still a bit flat. We picked it up slightly, but it wasn't good enough. From the first half was probably the flattest we've been all season. Yeah. And it's just hard to put our finger on it, because we knew how important the game was, and we didn't start right, like, and it just snowball from there.
Yeah, and you mentioned the first goal, and I suppose when you're in a relegation fight at the bottom of the table, a first goal is so more important than trying to get one up in the opposition.
Exactly, it's sort of been the gag all year. If we concede first, we find it hard to get back in the games, but if we score first, we can hold on to it, or else we build on that. I don't know if it's a confidence thing or something like that, like, but it seems to be the way it's happening all year. But no, it was disappointing to score, or to concede just before half time. And to be honest, we still felt we were well in the game, man. We could have went out at half time and scored a couple, but for whatever reason, it never materialised. Like.
Yeah. And you get Cork now in the cup. Is it good to get a break away from this relegation battle? Is it, and try and focus on a cup run?
I don't know. It's a strange one, because every game now at the end of the season is an important game, and the cup's massive for us as well. And if we can get a one on that, maybe we can get a wee bit of momentum going on the next league games. But it's a bit of a strange situation. The last few years we've been all right league wise, and the cup's been our sort of our outlet they try and do well on. But then now this year, the cup's massive too, but we still have we're on a relegation battle, like, so it's a bit of a strange one from previous years, but every game now is massive. Like. Mm-hmm.
Just finally, with Drogheda winning now, they move above you on the table. Limerick have won tonight as well, so things are getting even tighter down there in the fight as you enter the last five or six games.
Limerick are winning at the minute as well, and as you say, results haven't gone our way, but it's disappointing because last week we've got a great 3 points down in Inchicore with 10 men, and suppose the only way we would have seen that as a good result is if we had won the night, and we didn't do that, so it's massively disappointing.